every day on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
Now, I had a discussion yesterday with the member for Cairns, Michael Healy, about the expansion of the hospital, largely, which is down on Sheridan Street. There's all sorts of other little streets mentioned, and that just confuses people. But let's just talk about what might be going there now. Yesterday, and I knew it was going to be a very difficult question, I suggested to Michael that he might explain what the building's going to be used for, considering that in the Cairns Post it refers to a dedicated clinical trials unit and a dry research laboratory, which is a very unfair question of the local member, and he declined to go through the detail. But I said, we'll check with somebody who will know tomorrow. So here we go with Tina Chinnery. Tina's the Chief Executive, Cairns and Hinterland Hospital Health Service. And she might step us through these developments in language we can relate to. Tina, good morning.
Hello, John, and hello to your listeners.
That was a difficult and an unfair question for Michael Healy. How about, Michael, the dedicated clinical trials unit and a dry research laboratory? What are they, Tina?
Oh, so maybe we'll start with just why. So obviously as part of our strategic vision for our health service and obviously for our community, we aspire to be a university hospital. So that's Cairns Hospital becoming a university hospital. Now, to become one, there's a couple of steps you need. You need researchers, and actually, John, we're very lucky. We already have some world-class researchers, and what the community need to know is that what that means, they're looking at things like, you know, curing things like rheumatic heart disease, which is terrible, and as in our children, looking at curing melanomas. So these are some of the exciting research projects underway and researchers. But Cairns Hospital, as you know, is very busy and very full. The next thing we need is a purpose-built building. So our researchers have the right space and they have the rooms to do the research. And this includes what you call clinical trial rooms and laboratory space.
Okay.
So this wonderful announcement of us purchasing the land on the corner of Digger and Charles Street enables us to then move to building a building that is purpose-built for research and also education, because we really value educating our staff. So, John, extremely exciting. It will have a large auditorium, large education rooms, and also have rooms for not just one university but lots of universities to partner with us at trying to solve some of these big disease issues that we have. And in the north, unfortunately, we see some very serious diseases, and I raised rheumatic heart disease.
Yeah.
And sadly, our children, and in the north, we have a large number who get a sore throat and some sores, and that can move to rheumatic heart disease and cardiac problems for life.
And melanomas, you mentioned in the same breath. Once again, this is almost the melanoma capital of Australia.
Absolutely. And so we really need to encourage world-class researchers to come here and help us with these things. And imagine if we did get a cure or were able to prevent melanomas. It would just be amazing.
Now, the other one yesterday that people do relate to well, of course, is tuberculosis and diabetes. You've said the research would focus on a range of those health issues. And when you talk about TB and diabetes, people immediately prick up their ears. They're concerned about that particular threat.
Absolutely. And, John, and I'm sad to say, we have around 112 dialysis chairs in our region. We have the most in the state. Now, obviously, diabetes is one of those diseases that means you potentially can end up having renal dialysis. And sadly, I'm not seeing a decrease in this area. And so we do need to focus our efforts at research on these things, as you said, and try and ensure that we can prevent people ending up on dialysis. It's terrible. People have to go every couple of days to have their dialysis, sit in a room, and it takes a lot of time and energy out of a family's life. So I just think this is so exciting for our region and our community that we're moving towards being a university hospital. And the Cairns Health Innovation Centre, I'm hoping, will be known across the world as helping us to cure some of these diseases or find prevention.
And this one would have really scored points with the audience. It's expected to build an extra 60 to 70 beds.
So it'll help us. So as you know, we're very full. and we manage very well day to day. But if I can tell you, John, we've had a 30% increase in emergency department presentations, so from 129,000 up to 168 over the last sort of four to five years. And we aren't seeing this stop, even without the tourists in our region. And, you know, we're expecting tourists next year. So we are very, very busy, and Cairns is obviously the large hospital that we take from PNG, Torres and Cape, as well as all the Cairns and Hinterland region. So it's an important centre. So we've completed what's called a preliminary business case. We have to do business cases for more beds, and it's currently being evaluated. And what will happen is we will move people out of the hospital, out of that block, into the innovation centre, the researchers and educators, so we can create more space for beds in the hospital.
30% up, 129,000 to 168,000 in 4 years. Is that because of the ageing population, or what is it?
Unfortunately, we're seeing people pull out of their private health insurance, and we also have a significant shortage of general practitioners for our community. And it's sad to hear that more and more are retiring or leaving communities, such as in the Cassowary Coast. And what that means is people who need healthcare can't get into a general practitioner, and we're hearing that more and more across our patch. And unfortunately, those people do need care, so they come to our emergency departments. And actually in February, John, we had our biggest day in February 2021, where we saw on the 16th 286 people turn up to that Cairns Hospital emergency department.
Wow.
So we are lucky. We've got $26.4 million to expand the emergency department, and we're fast tracking that. But obviously you need the emergency department and the beds. So a huge increase in people coming to seek our service.
Tina, this has been really, really interesting, really important information today. I appreciate this, and so will the audience. Thank you.
That's all right. And Merry Christmas to you and the audience as well.
Tina.
Thanks, John.
Gee, that's a mountain of information. Can you imagine if you're in the ED that day? What was it, 11th of February? 286 admissions into the emergency department of our hospital. My God. And we're short on GPs. And you heard about the situation of those down on the Cassowary Coast this week, down Mission Beach, places like that. They've got to now get through to Innisfail or through to Cairns for attention for their medical needs. So real challenges, 30% lift in 4 years in numbers of people being admitted to our hospital, 168,000 of them at last count. Now, the time's on 20 past 10.